you can bring us one you want by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away. So enjoy it at freetalklive.com. There's a lot to cover here tonight. We'll tell you about one doctor here in a little bit, what happened to him after he tried to do a little bit of innovation within his field and how the government decided to handle him. The Associated Press first, though, reporting that the big police departments are backing a snitch program, which, you know, that's what the cops do. They want to encourage you to turn in your neighbor for something. That way they can put handcuffs on somebody and put them in a jail cell.
You get the impression from watching CSI and all these cop shows and that kind of thing that police work is computers and fingerprints and DNA and all that other stuff.
And bad guys.
Yeah, police work is getting people to snitch on each other. Yeah. That's what police work is.
Human engineering.
Yeah, it really is.
So the Associated Press reporting that the nation's big city police chiefs, you want to talk about probably some of the most corrupt of the police chiefs out there. I mean, there's, I'm sure, some good police chiefs, but it seems to me that if you're in charge of a big city police department, we've heard from police officers who've said things like, look, you don't get up into the upper ranks unless you're corrupt. You don't get there.
That's what they say.
Unless you are.
Just like the politicians.
Exactly. So they're supporting an anti-terrorism community watch program to educate people about what behavior is truly suspicious and ought to be reported to the police. Police Chief William Bratton of Los Angeles, and we saw this fascist speak when we were out in L.A. A few years ago for a radio convention, whose department developed the iWatch program, calls it the 21st century version of the Neighborhood Watch. Using brochures, public service, is it the 21st century version because they put I in front of watch?
Yes. Yeah, brochures, that's real cutting edge technology there.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is also cutting edge. Public service announcements.
Yeah,
and meetings.
They don't even have public service announcements anymore. Public service announcements are not even required as part of a licensee's agreement with the FCC any longer.
Well, they have those ad council spots that a lot of companies use to fill airtime with.
Right, they're fill. They're not, they're a PSA. In that they are a PSA, but they're not required to air PSAs any longer. When they were required to air them, they only aired them overnights anyway, basically, in order to fulfill their obligation. So the obligation never meant anything anyway. The stations that air them, by and large, aren't, you know, their salespeople aren't selling all their air.
So this little program will also be using meetings with community groups. iWatch is designed to deliver concrete advice on how people or the public can follow the oft-repeated post-9/11 recommendation, if you see something, say something. Program materials list 9 types of suspicious behavior that should prompt the people to call police and 12 kinds of places to look for it. Now, they don't go through the full list of what the suspicious behavior is, but they do give you a sampling. Among the indicators, this is what they're saying you need to call the police about. If you smell chemicals or other fumes, well, you know, I could understand, like, if you got a gas leak or something like that, that might be useful. But I don't know if I would call the police if I had a gas leak. I think I'd call the gas company.
They're talking about making meth.
Ah. If you see someone wearing clothes that are too big and too heavy for the season. If you see strangers asking about building security. If you see someone purchasing supplies or equipment that could be used to make bombs. Now, that's a pretty big category right there.
It sure is.
Because you can make bombs out of a whole lot of household devices and chemicals and things like that. And I can tell you that I don't know what bomb-making materials are. So when I was working at a department store, people could have been buying all kinds of bomb-making materials, and I would have had no idea. And I'm sure that if you're making a bomb, I would hope that you'd be smart enough. And I don't advocate violence. But I'm just saying, if you're making a bomb, I hope you'd be smart enough to not buy all of the parts at the same place at the same time. Seems like one of those no-brainers. And, you know, that's why some of the dumb criminals get caught and the smart ones don't. Because, well, if you're going to buy parts for a bomb, spread it out over a lengthy period of time. Go buy the parts in different places at different times.
Well, as far as prevention goes, all you can really do is hope to catch the dumb criminals.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it works.
Well,
and if you look at sort of prevention as far as terrorism goes here in the United States is there have been a few people snatched up that have been big in the news since the 9/11 thing. And I guess this most recent one, which I haven't heard too much about in the last week or so, that was supposed to be the biggest one yet. And they hadn't gotten very far down the path of
plotting,
doing whatever it was that they were doing. So it's interesting. I mean, you know, the government makes these cases and then essentially they can't reveal anything because the evidence would reveal national security operations or something like that. So you've got these situations where somebody can't objectively look at whether or not this is a good use of government funds.
You just have to take their word for it.
Yeah. Trust us, citizen.
We're keeping you safe.
Saved your butt.
Yep. Important places to watch include places like government buildings. Of course. Of course. Mass gatherings. Because the government buildings are the most important places. Mass gatherings, schools, and public transportation. Now, I don't know what the full list says, so maybe the full list says something like neighborhoods, businesses, other places that could be important to people. But to the government, who's putting together this list, important places are mostly government places, with the exception of football games, which are kind of quasi-government places because in many cases the government has stolen people's money through tax dollars to fund football stadiums and things like that for their rich buddies that that own the football teams.
Yes, in college football, a lot of the universities take a lot of federal money, too.
So the program is also designed to ease reporting by providing a dedicated toll-free phone number and internet website through which the public... Are there any other websites besides internet sites? I guess you can have a local website that's only on your local network. Mm. Anyway, through which the public can alert authorities. LA's already begun its toll-free number and plan to put up the website over the weekend. The Major Cities Chiefs Association, headed by Mr. Bratton, and comprised of the chiefs of the 63 largest police departments.
You know, that they used to have just a chiefs of police organization, and then the major city chiefs, they're like, you know, we shouldn't have to come here and listen to these minor city chiefs talk about their stuff. We're more important.
That's right.
So they made their own organization.
They sure did. He said that they're expected to endorse iWatch at their conference. He says it's really just common sense types of things. But ACLU had something to say about it, who is their policy counsel is a former FBI agent who's worked on terrorism cases. He says the indicators are all relatively common behaviors. Because, again, we didn't get the full list here in the article. And he suspects people will fall back on personal biases and preconceived stereotypes of what a terrorist looks like when making the decision to report someone to the police. So here's the FBI agent, former FBI agent, who's no longer working for the government, so he doesn't have the same kind of incentives to go toe their little state line. Basically, throwing it right back in the face of the 63 police chiefs and saying, this is a bunch of nonsense. This is just going to result in people calling in saying somebody looks suspicious and the cops get called out because somebody's wearing a turban. You know, that kind of thing. That just plays into the negative elements of society and really doesn't help the situation. After the September 11th attacks, the Bush administration proposed enlisting postal carriers, gas and electric company workers, telephone repairmen, and other workers with access to private homes and a program to report suspicious behavior to the FBI. Privacy advocates condemned this as too intrusive, and the plan was allegedly dropped. And they say that we're not asking people to spy on their neighbors, according to the LAPD commander. Oh, no, they would never suggest to the busybodies.
Exactly what they're telling people.
You know what? These are some classic signs of a Sovietization or even a fascist regime coming in. Because for one, snitching was really widely used in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. And then secondly, making people afraid of everybody else.
Yep.
And dividing people.
Yes. This, you know, I remember sitting in my mom's 71 Cutlass Supreme. It was metallic rust brown and with the cabrio top. And she would tell me sort of the difference, because you've got to figure this is, you know, the mid to late 70s. The Russians were bad people. The Soviets were bad people to people in the United States. They were the worst people on the planet. And we'd had a long time to cement that. The Cold War lasted a long time. It's not like these Muslims, which are, you know, new interlopers on the scene of bad people. And she was telling me what made them bad is, well, they told on each other. Family members told on each other. They encouraged children to tell on parents. And now, here in America, they're asking us to do the same things.
And they pitted ethnic groups against one another.
And if you ever talk to, like, Russians that are here now, they say that the politicians that they hear in the United States sound like the old Politburo.
Well, coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did, and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies, they've sent us their validated photo to show they are a listener to this radio program. You can see that for yourself over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. FreedomsPhoenix.com. We go right to your phone calls here, and we'll tell you about an innovative doctor who has been attacked, shut down, gone after by the state government people. First, it's Ryan in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Calling to talk about my favorite thing. I've called a couple times before. I'm a person who believes in liberty, and I see what I think of as a very concerning strain running through the liberty movement of just an anti-science bias.
An anti-science bias, okay.
Absolutely. And particularly I'm talking about childhood vaccines. And I see an alarming amount of anti-vaccine sentiment in the movement.
Mm-hmm. Well, that depends on whether you believe that the industry propaganda is really science. I mean, if you really want to understand any situation, you have to really go into depth on both sides of the story and listen to everybody before you can make that assertion, because there's a lot of things that are cited by the pro-vaccine people, and then when you go to investigate a lot of these theories and stuff, it's all baloney, and there's no real independent study showing any of that stuff to be effective. That's what the other side of the story
is saying. I hear what you're saying, except that, yeah, you look into it, and there are people that say it's baloney, but the evidence, if as you really sift through it, really is in favor of vaccines as being one of the top three things that human beings have done to extend life and increase health throughout history.
All right, let's have a research measuring contest. How many hours
that's
of research have
problem.
You done?
I'm not interested in that so much.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're making the claim, just this base, you know, this baseless claim that, well, you think from your research that the science people that are in favor of vaccines are right. Wayne, you're saying through your research, which I presume you've done, because you seem very educated on this, that you believe differently, right?
I do. I believe differently. And if you want to inject yourself with that stuff, that's I have no problem with that. However, are you willing to, you think it's okay for someone to force it on me?
See, that's where I get really, really conflicted, because these things are incredibly effective and incredibly safe, but they're only really incredibly effective when they are dispersed pretty completely throughout the population.
Well, yeah, because you're talking about the theory of herd immunity. And again, you should read both sides of that story, because
I absolutely have read both sides of that story. And
I'd like to know because why. Because I don't know. I've not read either side.
Because
so
the whole
why.
Justification for vaccinating people is that when most of the people are vaccinated, that it somehow increases the protection. But there have been studies done showing that, for example, in polio, is that in the countries that they didn't vaccinate, the polio the polio virus burnt itself out anyway. And then you look at the Amish community that doesn't vaccinate, and they must be
dying left and right.
Oh, they must be dying left and right, exactly. And they don't have the cases of autism that the rest of the population has either. So there's
they actually do have the cases of autism. A lower testing rate. Okay.
Yeah, they do. And actually, ones that came
it's,
down
it's
with autism
were resolved
vaccinated.
In that kind, in this kind of time frame, in this kind of form, unfortunately.
The levels of data
on both sides are so fundamentally different, and the types of information on both sides are so fundamentally different that it's hard to reconcile them to people who are significant believers on either side.
Right, and Ryan, and I do understand where you're coming from when you say that the information's difficult in this forum to transmute, and I understand that the scientists are smarter than I am. So
I'm not saying the scientists are smarter than you are. I'm just saying that
they're better informed, wiser, but you have to also consider the industry too, because a lot of people and a lot of researchers basically get their research money based on the companies that have the dough to give them, and so they're also pressured into coming out with certain.
On mainstream studies, on real studies, on peer-reviewed studies in major journals, conflicts of interest are
huge.
Pointed out. They're shown. Like people report what their conflicts of interest are, and you can evaluate based on that as well. So it's not so much an, it's an issue, but it's not a huge issue.
So I happen to also have family members who have worked in the, and done research in the pharmaceutical industry. So I've discussed a lot of these things in length with those people, and they'll tell you off the cuff what's going on, but they can't make it public, and they can't say a lot of things in their academic work because then they'll lose all their funding and their grants.
But I think this is the issue.
Let's focus this for one quick second, because I think there's one disease out there that nobody can say anything about other than vaccines have absolutely made everyone's life better in this area, and that's Haemophilus influenza B, HIB. Have you heard of this?
No.
I've heard of it, yes. But what about, you see...
Hello?
Yes.
We're right here. Can you hear us? Hello?
Damn it.
Ryan, can you hear us?
Ryan, are you there, sir? Let's put him back on hold. Obviously some phone line issues going on there. Yeah. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I think that the problem here is that there's this move to force everybody to have something injected in them. And just common sense will tell you that if something has 25,000 times the amount of mercury that's deemed safe for food or water in it, and you're injecting that directly in your bloodstream, that can't be good for you.
Doesn't sound good to me. Wasn't he saying that there's this idea that if a lot of people use the vaccines, that that's supposedly a good thing?
They call it herd immunity.
Well, isn't that kind of a do-gooder mentality? Like, look, you could get your kid vaccinated, and they'll be safe, right?
Yeah.
If Mark's son, Jack, who is almost 2 years old, here in a few months.
18 months.
Close. Anyway, if Mark's son, Jack, is not vaccinated, and Wayne's kids are, I don't know if they are or not, but they're not. Okay. So if Wayne's kids aren't, and Mark's, let's say Wayne's kids are, Mark's kids aren't, if they're playing together... Mark, your son doesn't have any risk of getting infected by them because he's been vaccinated, right?
Exactly.
So why is it that you're so concerned, these vaccine advocates, why are you so concerned with what other people are deciding to do with their children?
Exactly. I understand.
Are you just saying you know what's best? Is that what you're saying? You know what's best for society and that you want to force it down everybody's throats? I know he's saying he's unsure about that. When you asked him if he wanted to force you to take the vaccine.
But that's where I wanted to take this, if we can.
He's back. Let's bring him back here. Don't know what happened. Ryan, do we have you?
We absolutely do.
And here's another problem is that a lot of doctors actually claim that people who get the vaccine become a lot more contagious for a few days after. They call it virus shedding. So that conceivably you could get the vaccine. If you have a live attenuated virus in that vaccine, you could spread it to me.
All right, Ryan, we're going to put you on hold now that you've dialed back in. And we'll bring him back here, allow him to respond here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Why are you so concerned about what other people decide to do with their children? It's their kids.
Their bodies.
Why don't you leave them alone? It's Free Talk Live.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including our wiki, over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. I'm going to tell you how to get a free week of it. But, Wayne, I gave you a week's supply to, you know, take home and see how you liked it. Did you try it out?
We did. We all did. And it's a thumbs up from everybody.
Everybody liked it.
Everybody liked them. And my kids don't always like taking vitamins, but they'll take these.
They are pretty good tasting. They're chewable. They're an antioxidant and a vitamin all in one. And you can get a free week by calling 800-219-8874. It's Choose for Health, 800-219-8874.
All right. We continue the discussion with Ryan in Virginia. He is an advocate of vaccinations. Called tonight to bring it up again and point out that he's concerned that amongst the Liberty community, there's a lot of opposition to these vaccinations, and we've just kind of been going back and forth. Wayne is somebody who's done a lot of research into this. Ryan, you also claim you've done a lot of research into it, and you're both on different sides of the issue here. So you've been just kind of bantering back and forth. And one of the questions that came up was for you, Ryan, was you are very in favor of vaccines, but are you in favor of mandating that people be vaccinated? And you kind of said you had a tough time with that. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you feel?
I have trouble forcing anybody to do anything. I have trouble with the force issue. But on the flip side, it's important that for these things to work at their effectiveness to stop these horrible diseases, we need to have 90%+ of the population on board.
So you're saying vaccines don't work unless you have a bunch of people? You're saying that if
The actual individual vaccine efficiency for a single person for a single vaccine is somewhere between 65 and 90%, depending on the vaccine and the person.
Well, that's what the literature says, but there's a lot of people who don't believe that. And I know a lot of doctors who will tell you off the cuff that they don't even vaccinate their own kids. So what does that tell
you? They would be dangerous doctors.
They'd be dangerous to society. Yeah.
There are diseases, it's very, very clear that vaccines have saved the lives of thousands and thousands of children.
Now, I don't want to get off on
it's
this.
It's just that clear.
I don't want to get off on whether vaccines work or don't work.
Let me focus on herd immunity for a second.
Okay, but Ryan, I want to get to eugenics here shortly.
I'm going again, aren't I?
Ryan, you're here.
Yeah, we can hear you.
You've got something wrong with your phone, dude. If you keep getting disconnected, I don't know.
I heard a click. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard the click too.
I didn't either.
There was a click.
I didn't hear that. Whatever.
Must be the moderator.
You know, I think
get on a different phone.
For people that want to force vaccines, and I understand it to Ryan, this is an extremely important issue, and everybody's got their important issue. They believe in liberty, except. Mm-hmm. And in Ryan's case, he's right on the borderline of, well, we should have liberty except when it comes to vaccines, because it's important that we have universal compliance with vaccines for them to work properly.
Right, liberty minus one.
But the next step up from vaccines is, well, in order to make the human race, good and effective is, let's look at eugenics. Eugenics was it's a policy that has kind of moved around depending on how you apply it. But mm-hmm. here in the United States, it was basically, kids from bad homes, kids without parents, kids of that were mentally ill, kids that were autistic or retarded or whatever term you want to use. They were kind of neutered so they couldn't breed, put in situations where they wouldn't be able to get to the opposite sex and things like that. American Indians, especially in Canada, this happened. Of course, the best
people,
example.
The eugenicists of the early 1900s hated black people.
And that much is true. If you go to, obviously, Hitler and the Jews is probably the single most glaring example of eugenics. And all of these people really did feel like they had the best interest of the society as a whole in mind when they were taking care of these problems. Now, maybe they didn't come up with these answers through the scientific method, and I think that the scientific method is a good system for handling things. I'm also quite aware that there have been some mistakes in, that the drug companies have allowed to slide through somehow or another. I don't know if it was profits or what the reasons were.
There have been a lot of those.
But, I have a lot of questions when it comes to vaccines, and he differentiated, and I appreciate
the
difference between.
He's back, by
the way. Is he?
He's back. This is going to be our last try here, Ryan.
I know. I'm absolutely going to go away after this. I promise.
Go ahead with your thoughts on whatever it was you want to talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, herd immunity is really the key to this whole thing, and why it means that society has a stake in how. I know that's ridiculously, socialist thing to say,
very collectivist.
But it's important to. Every time you reduce the level of people that are vaccinated in society, you increase the number of cases of that disease.
You increase the number of cases of what?
He
got disconnected again. All right, thanks for the try.
But that's what
get a better phone.
That's what
or maybe
say.
It's our fault. For all I know, it could be the network's phones,
well
and
be.
We'll find out if somebody else starts getting disconnected later tonight.
And I'm not a doctor, but I have my personal beliefs on it, and I've done research on it. And, the other thing is there's been a lot of data cited back in the 1918 Spanish flu, where the people who were treated homeopathically, for example, for it, had a much, much lower death rate rather than people who were treated conventionally.
And it's also been noted in the scientific journals, by the way, that the placebos have been getting more effective.
Is that right?
Yes. Now giving people sugar pills has been getting more and more effective. Mm-hmm. So the scientific method is showing that doing nothing is getting more effective. I don't know what I don't know what conclusion one can draw from that, but it's very, very interesting.
Huh. Definitely is. And, about 100 years ago, so this technology, vaccinations are a little over 100 years old. And back then, they didn't really understand how the human immune system worked as well. Yeah, originally they were invented way back. It was probably over 100 years ago. But then they started instituting them more recently. But, they didn't know as much about the human immune system and how the body worked as they do today. And so I personally think it's a dinosaur technology.
you know, if you don't have an open and shut case, if you don't have something that's very persuasive, then you get what you have right now is two sides going at this situation with a lot of zeal, with a lot of feelings that are, you know, getting hurt, and because people like Ryan, they feel hurt because, well, not everybody wants to go along with his little plan to vaccinate everybody.
So he might die if we don't get the shot, I guess. Right?
And the people that are against vaccines are feeling hurt because people are trying to force them into to taking these vaccines. And if these vaccines were such a great idea and they were so safe, then wouldn't they have a campaign that would be just bowling people over with the no-brainerness of the situation? Like, wow, you know, this is something we should do. Look how safe this is. But it's not that way because right. people are saying, hey, this isn't safe. Wayne, you're saying you know doctors who you otherwise trust would say that they don't get their kids vaccinations. And then Ryan just writes that off by saying they're bad people.
In other words, those doctors have seen enough kids become autistic from it. And what about, he talks about the children who are going to get sick. What about all the autistic kids nowadays? Look at the incidence of autism in this country in the last 20 years, and then which exactly corresponds with the number of mandatory vaccinations kids have to take before school.
Well, they'll come back and they'll say correlation is not causation, and they're right about that. But nonetheless, sure. it's an intriguing statistic.
Deeper into the data. Look at what's in these things. Look at the neurotoxins that are in them, and it's really not hard to see how so many kids are messed up, and they've got to have special education, and they can't sit still, and it's really reprehensible, I think.
Well, I don't know what vaccines cause what. I do know that many people have given me anecdotal evidence of how it's been has been detrimental to them and their lives. And honestly, I'm just not interested in giving Jack the vaccines today. Maybe by the time he's a little older or something, and I've had a chance to observe him and things like that, and prior to kindergarten, maybe. But that's not what I'm going to do today. I just don't think it's a good idea to give a very young child these vaccines.
And show me the non-industry funded, peer-reviewed study, independent studies that show that it works, because I haven't seen any, because there are none that I know of.
Now, we've got a Wayne address at the Free Talk Live account, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, so you can email that to, if you got it, to email the Wayne. He got
yes,
it for it. Wayne at freetalklive.com. And Mark, it's anecdote, not antidote. More coming up. Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we'd like to invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Just head over there and learn about the program. It allows you to send us $3 a month with any major credit card or PayPal or some alternative options, and we take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about the perks you get, like access to the Amp-only phone lines, chat room, forum, the Amp-only podcast, and more. It's all there, amp.freetalklive.com.
And go get a free audiobook. It's completely unabridged. You can go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They have more than 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can also play them on a computer if you want. And you can try one out today by downloading it free at audiblepodcast.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. That's how you get the free one. If you don't put in that /FTL, no free book.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want, and we'll talk to Evan in Michigan. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hello?
Hey, Evan, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, all right, I know I don't have much time, so I'm going to just talk as fast as I possibly can.
Well, you can take your time. No need to spit it out fast. Go ahead. We're not going to hang up on you.
Well, first thing, I'm a little behind on podcasts, but I just listened to that one with Gene kind of spouting off all those kind of racist generalizations.
Yeah, he was painting black people with a pretty broad brush a few days ago, saying that most black people have big rims
in the South,
and in the South, and so on and so forth. But go ahead.
Right. Well, I'm black, and this isn't the first time he's done that, but since this is the second time that I've heard, I had to call in and just kind of talk about some of the things. The first thing he said was like that Chinese people kind of don't like black people, which I think is, you know, total lie, because actually one of my best friends is Chinese, and I've like known him for the last 8 years,
so it's
and
not genetic,
his parents
then.
Like love me. So
yeah.
And the other thing was, like, the whole thing about black people being lazy. I think people in general can be lazy.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely. Mark's lazy.
And, yeah.
So my wife
I actually worked in the South for, he specified the South in particular, and right. I worked 10 weeks in the South doing internship for a Fortune 500 company, and, like, I did not, wasn't lazy at all. I couldn't have got that position if I was lazy, so I just don't know what he's talking about there.
Well, you know, he's generalizing from his experience, and he's tainted because his experience is what it is, and so he's decided to draw conclusions about most people within a certain subset or group based on his experience with people that look like those people, and it's just not fair.
And the generalization is ineffective for this reason. He stated that it was a generalization and that it wouldn't, that it obviously wasn't true for everyone. And I can tell you that nobody who is in whatever category you pick, but let's say black people are lazy, that's the generalization. None of the black people, when you make that state that it's a generalization, believe that you're talking about them. So therefore, you've made a statement that that they don't believe affects them, and then you make a statement like, and black culture needs to address this. Well,
what is that?
Right. I don't know about you, but there isn't a black culture, and I don't know how you're going to address that all the rest of the black people are lazy, if in fact they are. I mean, it's a statement that it may be true for him and his observations, but it is completely ineffective.
He needs to call Bill Cosby or something.
Go ahead.
Oh, my last thing was about that Michael Moore movie, Capitalism, A Love Story. Do you guys talk about that at all?
No, it hasn't yet been mentioned.
Well, my thing is, like, I think that movie is counterproductive and just puts a bad taste in people's mouths because his whole thing is capitalism is bad, but I think you can just moot his whole point by stating the simple fact that we don't live in a capitalist society. It's like quasi... Exactly. Socialism and painting, capitalism with such a broad brush, I think will just turn so many people off. And
sure. Well, that's what Michael Moore does. I mean, he's an entertainer, and he's pretty good at what he does as far as making movies is concerned, and confronting the heads of industry or attempting to. Roger and Me was his first, his first film.
And many times he correctly identifies a problem, but then he steers you down the road with Karl Marx.
So I guess the best way to deal with that is to make your own movie and get it as widely released as, Trey Parker and Matt Stone could probably make a competing film to Roger, whatever the hell his name is. Michael Moore. Michael, I was thinking Roger Ebert for some reason. They could probably get a movie out like that was competitive towards him. But then again, that's not really their style. So it's not that anybody couldn't compete with him if they wanted to, but they're just not for whatever reason.
Yeah. And he had a socialist movie out, too. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I don't know. The sicko about the health care and how we need it and all that. And
yeah.
I think was...
At least John Stossel came out with something in Sick in America to rebut that.
Yep. And he actually had Michael Moore on that program, if I'm not mistaken. Wasn't that the one where
he interviewed Michael Moore, and it was great because he showed him a picture of a Yugo. And said, you want them taking care of your health care?
Well, we know that John Stossel is probably busy transitioning to his new career over at Fox. I don't think he's quite left ABC yet, but he announced on his blog recently that he's moving to Fox Business Network, and he'll be given an hour-long show on a regular basis. I don't know if it's a weekly show or a weekday show or what that... I think it might be weekday. I'm not positive. But either way, he's talked about how he really wants to bring more libertarian themes out and that he was a little restricted by the producers over at ABC, and now he'll really have more, I guess, free creative reign over the content of his show. And so he's obviously excited about it. And he's leaving a pretty big position as the anchor for 2020 to go to Fox Business Network. It must be a good deal for him.
I'm sure he's done a couple of good shows that never aired, too. I know he did an interview with Ron Paul that never aired.
The one that aired only on the internet, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe John Stossel will step up and go after Michael Moore again on this, because considering he's done it before, I'm sure he's more than ready to take him on again. I guess we can cross our fingers and hope for that. But while I have you on the line, while we've got you here, Evan, I want to ask you about Rosa Parks. You know, as okay. as the token black guy on the show at the moment, I've been in. There have been lots of discussions recently over at freekeen.com. It's my blog site. We focus, as our listeners have been listening for a little while now, focus on some of the activism that's going on here in Keene. And there's been a lot of civil disobedience as of late with daily cannabis celebrations happening at 4:20 in the afternoon. And so a lot of the critique that comes out about this is that this is inappropriate, it's illegal, it's the law, you should be obeying the law, if you break the law, you should be arrested, da-da-da-da-da. And so people make the they reply to that. Some of the liberty activists have replied to that, and I think rightly so, by citing Rosa Parks or Martin Luther King or Gandhi, other people that advocated civil disobedience in response to bad laws, as opposed to the whole process of just begging the politicians to make a difference. And one of the replies that we get when somebody brings that up, when someone brings up Rosa Parks, is, well, you guys aren't Rosa Parks. This isn't as important as what Rosa Parks did. This isn't the same as what Rosa Parks did. And while it's true that it's not exactly the same, and that it's not the exact same issue, the exact same actions are not being taken, it is, to me, it seems, the same in that people are disobeying the laws that they think are bad. And I'm wondering, from your perspective, do you think that the people that are saying, you're not the same as Rosa Parks, she's important to history, and you guys are nobody, do you think that those people have something, or are they just being jerks?
I think that they are just being jerks. I've been listening to the show for the last 2 years, and I totally agree that the war on drugs needs to end. So the bad part about that is just, like, most, I would say most black people don't know about or have an opinion on it, so they just kind of go with whatever they hear. And what they hear from the general public is that it's drugs are bad and all that. So I just feel like, for me personally, I think that you guys are totally in the right, and keep fighting your fight. That's really...
So then we have at least one black man's permission to reference Rosa Parks as a comparison.
I don't know that that's matters, but okay.
Well, if you do, in the context that Rosa Parks refused to obey the man and felt that it was unjust for black people to have to sit at the back of the bus, then there's a lot of things being done under that same spirit, that same principle. What's wrong with that? Yep. It's the principle that counts.
Thank you, Evan, for answering that, and I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, as soon as the first black activist moves here to Keene, I am hooking them up with a Free Keene bloggership. I mean, presuming they're liberty-oriented people, which I imagine they will be. And then if they reference Rosa Parks, I wonder what the commenters will say then. They probably won't say a damn thing at that point. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.